This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is planning to push Democratic allies this Saturday to publicly call out China for forced labor practices as the group of seven leaders gather at a summit where they will also unveil an infrastructure plan meant to compete with Beijing's efforts in the developing world. The provocative proposal was part of President Joe Biden's escalating campaign to get fellow Democratic leaders to present a more unified front to compete economically with China in the century ahead, according to two senior administration officials who briefed reporters on the condition of anonymity because they are not authorized to discuss the plans for the Seaside Summit publicly. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Friday welcomed commitments by the U.S. and Britain to share millions of coronavirus vaccine shots with struggling countries, but he said it wasn't enough. A group of seven leaders brought pledges to share vaccine doses and make a fairer global economy. And Guterres said that to defeat the virus, countries producing vaccines need to form an emergency task force to coordinate an effective response to COVID-19. Iraq's oil sector is rebounding after a catastrophic year triggered by the coronavirus pandemic, with key investment projects on the horizon. That's according to Iraq's oil minister. He also warned that an enduring bureaucratic culture of fear threatens to stand in the way. Iraq is currently trading oil at $68 per barrel, close to the approximate $76 per barrel needed for the state to operate without reliance on the central bank to meet government expenditures. Oil Minister Hassan Abdul-Jabbar Ismail told the Associated Press he can now focus on other priorities. This is VOA News.